In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. So who are or who were the disciples? In this morning's gospel reading, we see and we heard that Christ was gathering those 12 men in order to help him spread the word of his beliefs and his teachings, and of course the belief of our Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So who are these men? Who were these men? Were they special people? Were they people beyond reproach? Were they people that most of us could never even become? No, they were not. The disciples were every single one of us, you and me. We have Peter, who denied Christ. We have Judas, who hanged himself. We have Thomas, who doubted Christ. And the stories go on and on about the different difficulties that the disciples had, even when they were walking on earth with our Lord, understanding him and sometimes believing or even questioning what was going on and why was this happening. And why was it happening? Because they were you and I. Every single one of us has the ability to become a disciple if we so choose. That's the bottom line. If we choose not to, and as many people have said, oh, Father Chris, you wouldn't want me as a disciple. I don't live that kind of life. Well, we need to make that choice. They were not necessarily holy rollers. Yes, people knew they were going around with Christ, and sometimes people questioned that. But they weren't waving banners and doing all this. What they were doing was preaching what our Lord was teaching them. They were trying to share that which they so loved from our Lord to the people around and trying to explain it to them. And that's what our job is. That's what our responsibility is. That's what our Lord is calling us to do. Every single one of us are called. Every single one of us are called, it says in Scripture. Many are called, but only few are chosen. Why? Because the few that are chosen make that deliberate decision to serve Christ first, beyond anything else. And that's the decision we have to make. So who the disciples are? You and me. Every single one of us sitting in this church today, you and me, are those people who can take and spread the word of Christ. It doesn't mean we can't live our lives. It doesn't mean we can't love our families. It doesn't mean we can't go and have fun with our families. It means that we are to make sure that the life that we want to share is first and foremost in our life. So it's a decision. It always has been a decision. Because why? Because we, in the Orthodox Church, believe in a wonderful concept called free will. And we have that choice to make. How we want to act, what we like to do, who we want to become. Understanding that every one of those choices has a particular consequence. Many of those consequences are absolutely wonderful. And some, unfortunately, can be very terrible. Again, a decision that we have to make. So when you read about the disciples and you read about the many saints of the church, these were not different people. These were not people who lived lives far beyond and out of the realm what we think we can live. Some of these people lived lives that were, honest to God, terrible. But at the appointed time, and here I go again with my favorite word, keros, in God's time, they realized they needed to change their life and follow the Lord and to do that which he asked them to do and allow that flame of his light to burn fervently within them and to become apostles of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.